a checklist and summary for binding the lulav. The custom is to bind the lulav on Erev Sukkos as opposed to during the Chag, specifically inside the sukkah, as opposed to in your home. While of course it is valid if one binds his lulav at home or even on Yontif itself, making knots in a permitted way, as explained in the laws of Shabbos, nonetheless, the custom is to do so specifically before the start of the Chag and specifically inside the sukkah. The Rebbe was particular to do so specifically after midday. A person should personally bind his lulav as opposed to delegating the job to someone else. Women and children are to avoid binding lulavs on behalf of men, being that they are not obligated in the mitzvah, although b'di'evit, if this was done, certainly the lulav remains valid. The Chabad custom is not to use the commonly used lulav pockets to hold the hadassim and aravis on the lulav, and rather we only use knots. And we will now delineate how this is done. One needs to prepare a total of 5 knots. Our custom is to use lulav leaves for the making of these knots. You can either make them yourself or purchase them from usually children who sell them by dalad minim stands. And if you need, you may even pluck off leaves from your own personal lulav and use those leaves to make the knots, so long as you retain a 32-centimeter length of the spine in your lulav, which is usually the case, and allows you to afford plucking off some leaves. We first take 2 of the knots of the 5 knots that we prepared, and we place them on the lulav itself. Towards the upper middle part, these knots will eventually be covered, at least partially, by the hadassim va'arava, so they should not be placed too high, but also not too low. One then places a hadas on the right, left, and center of the lulav. If you are using more than 3 hadassim, as is the Chabad custom, then you should split the number of hadassim so you have a certain amount by the right of the lulav, a certain amount by the center of the lulav, and a certain amount by the left of the lulav. The aravas are placed in between the hadassim, one to the right and one to the left, in an inconspicuous fashion, which means that the hadassim should be taller than the aravas. Both the hadassim and aravas are to be positioned by the bottom of the lulav in order so when one takes hold of it, he takes hold of all the minim together in his hand. As stated above, the hadassim and aravas should cover over the 2 knots on the lulav, and at the very least, the upper ring should at least be partially covered. One then binds 3 knots onto the hadassim and aravas and lulav within 1 tefach of space, meaning that all 3 knots altogether are within 1 tefach of space. One must make sure that there is at least 8 centimeters, 1 tefach of spine of the lulav that reaches above the leaves of the hadassim and aravis. If they are too long, then they should be shortened from the bottom part in order to ensure that there will be 1 tefach of lulav spine without any leaves interfering. Your lulav is now fully bound according to the halachas and customs of Chabad Lubavitch and is ready for use on Sukkos. To ensure freshness, it's a good idea to spray it with some water prior to the Chag.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.